Greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, noparish.com, John 424 Radio. I hope you're having a great day today. We had an awesome day. Got to witness a lot, had to travel some, preaching the gospel out in van life. Want to talk to you today about something I hear often as I'm out here contending for the faith, mostly against false teachers and churchianity. I want to talk to you about James 4:11 explained. Don't judge other Christians. James 4:11 explained. Yeah, it's a common verse that is used by false teachers, modern pastors, churchianity types that love false teachers and modern pastors that teach false ways. And they try to stop other Christians from calling out sin in those that name the name of Christ by saying you shouldn't judge other believers. Let's read it. James 4:11. We want to rightly divide this for truth. James 4:11. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Okay, so did you catch that? Remember that word evil. We'll get back to that. So these false men will cry out when you test their theology, their false gospel, their worldliness, their pagan holidays, whatever it is. And they'll say, oh no, you can't judge me because of James 4. And they'll tell us that we can't be judging each other. So whatever we say to them, whatever I say to them in a testing or in a rebuke, they ignore it. Even if it's totally biblical, they ignore it because we're not supposed to judge other believers according to James 4 verse 11. Let's cover this. There are several points that make them in grave error, heresy, twisting scripture, lies, whatever you want to call it. Let's cover them. Number one, what does the text say? Remember we said the word evil? The text says the word evil several times. Kataleo, it means to slander or to transduce. What's transduce? Transduce is a lie. That's what it says. You can go back and read that. It says, brother, he that lie about his brother and judges his brother lies about the law, speaketh lies about the law. That's what it says. That word evil is transduce or slander. You know, Satan is the father of lies. Jesus told us that. So, of course, those who name the name of Christ should not lie about anyone. Believers, unbelievers, enemies, whatever. So when we look at this in context, it's not saying we don't judge other believers. It's saying don't speak evil. Don't lie. Don't be a slanderer. Don't be a transducer against other believers, specifically, of course. In the name of Christ, we don't want to be speaking lies to anyone. So right there, we could stop right there. It means don't lie. So when I call out a false teacher for his false doctrine, and I prove it by his own words, off his website, his own videos, him saying it, the fruit of his ministry, their worldliness, their feminization, their pagan ways, their carnality, I'm not lying, I'm not transducing, I'm not slandering. I'm just telling the truth. Yeah. Number two, to speak evil or to lie about a brother, it says to speak evil about the law. Why? Well, what does the law tell us? Exodus 20:16, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. So if I lie about a brother, I'm also going against the law because it tells us not to lie. That's what this is all about. This is about slandering, lying, transducing, not just calling out false doctrine. I'm going to show you why we're supposed to call out false doctrine. Number three, many other verses in the Bible tell us to judge the body. Yeah, I'm sure you know this. Matthew 18, Jesus says, go to those in sin against you, call them out alone, call them out with other brothers, call them out before the body, put them out like a publican if they won't repent. Yeah. Romans 16:17, mark those who teach against sound doctrine, that cause division against sound doctrine, and avoid them. 2 Thessalonians 3:14, how about this one? And if any man not obey our word by this epistle, note that man, have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Sound like a judgment? It does to me. How about 1 Corinthians 5:11-13? But now I have written unto you to not keep company if any man that's called a brother to be a fornicator, covetous, idolater, railer, a drunkard, extortioner, with such one do not eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do ye not judge them that are within? But them that are without God judges. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Did you catch that? Paul is saying we're supposed to judge the body. Yeah, we don't judge the world. We preach the gospel to the world. 1 Corinthians 11, Paul tells us we're supposed to examine ourselves. Peter says judgment begins in the house of God. 2 Corinthians 13, 5 says examine ourselves. So we examine ourselves first. We examine our homes first. Then, of course, we look at brothers and sisters that we're united to. We're examining them, testing them, helping them out of all false ways and sin. That's what the body of Christ does. If we don't judge the body and ourselves, how do we keep sin and false doctrine out? You don't. That's what churchianity's done. They stopped. They never did. Use good, sound judgment, good discernment, and they've let heresy and wicked ways and false lying teachers, lying people in the body, and it's become an absolute mess because they're not discerning, rightly dividing the Word of God. Number four, James himself, the author of James, proves we're to judge. Ready? Right before James 11, how about James 4, 1 through 4? From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war within your members? Ye lust, and ye have not. Ye kill, and ye desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ask ye, and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses. Does that sound like a judgment? Know ye not that friendship of the world is to be an enmity with God? Does that sound like judgment? Whosoever will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Does that sound like a judgment? Yeah. Brother James was making judgments about Christians that live in sin. We're supposed to do that. He wasn't lying. He wasn't slandering. He wasn't transducing. Absolutely. How about chapter 5? Let's go to the next chapter of James, the author of James 4:11. How about chapter 5, verses 19 through 20? Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one converteth him, let him know that he that converteth the sinner from the error of his way, does that sound like you got to make a judgment to see that? Yeah. Shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Wow. So James is calling them adulterers and adulteresses. And James is saying, you save them from their sin, you save a soul from death. These are judgments that we're supposed to make against ourselves, against the body of Christ. We're not to lie, slander, or transduce. You see the point here? These false hirelings and churchianity people twist these scriptures to hide. It gives them a cloak for their sin. As Jesus said, I've come, they have no more cloak for their sin. The only way they can hide in their sin, in the churchianity system, and the modern pastors and the false teachers, they got to twist God's word to keep trying to give them a cloak. It ain't going to work here. God's word strips them down naked. Amen? All right, finally, number five. They're hypocrites, people that say this. Why? These are the people who tell you we should not judge other believers while they're turning around judging me, another believer, for judging them. Did you catch that? They say we shouldn't judge other believers, yet they're judging me, another believer, for judging them. Do you see the confusion and the hypocrisy here? Yeah. Total confusion, total hypocrisy. Jesus spoke of these types in Matthew 23 and in Matthew 23, 24. He said, ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Yeah. Did you catch that? They strain at a gnat and they swallow a camel. Yeah. He's talking about the hypocrites, and that's what these people are. Judge, don't judge. We don't want to be that way. So we see the churchianity types. They're twisting scripture out of context. They're lying about its meaning to hide in their own false doctrines, in their sin. When we are to do what? We're to seek truth, and we're to rightly divide the word were to cut it straight, right? We got to cut the word straight. It's easy to see the truth when you rightly divide it. 2 Timothy 2:15, you cut it straight. Get to the truth of God's word, right? And that's what these false teachers aren't doing. These false teachers are twisting the scriptures to hide in their sin. And we don't want to be doing that as God's covenant people. We want to be walking in the word, walking in the truth, walking in the light, walking in holiness, rightly dividing the word of God. And don't allow these false teachers to have a cloak to hide in their sin and their false doctrines. Why? Why is this so important? Why do I take this so personal? Jude says, earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered, right? And these false teachers are deceiving my neighbors and those that may, either are or may become my brothers and sisters. I take that personal. If a chef was poisoning people, my neighbors, I take that personal. If some man was accosting and stealing and attacking people, I take that personal. I would like to help those people. You catch what I'm saying? So in a spiritual sense, this is of the utmost importance that we rightly divide all of this scripture twisting that goes on with these false teachers. All right? Again, if you learn to discern by the Spirit, John 14 says he'll give you all truth. You can discern and get to the truth, not be tossed and turned by every wind of doctrine by these false teachers. I hope this helped you to never fall victim to their twisting ways when it comes to James 4:11. Stay tuned. We got a lot more teachings to come, a lot more street preaching, a lot more verse-by-verse studies. We're traveling, preaching Christ crucified in van life. Just today, got to witness to a whole bunch of people that I never would have met if I'd still be sitting on a homestead porch in Missouri. No, I love being out in the world, shining the light of Christ. I hope this light has helped you today. Go and test everything I've just told you. Make sure it lines up with Holy Scripture. Hey, we love you all. Let us know how we can help you in faith. Go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog, resources for ladies, resources for saints, resources for seekers to find salvation. All for free. Jesus said, freely it was given, freely you shall give. Till next time. I got to get ready to go out and street preach tomorrow at a big event. We love you all. May God be praised.